This is Laura Hunt. Welcome to the first of my talks about holy days and saints' days. Today is the 10th day of Christmas. The gift for today, by the way, is 10 Lords a-leaping from the 12 days of Christmas. Why anyone would want 10 Lords a-leaping, I have no idea. But perhaps they could get together with the 9 ladies dancing, which we received yesterday. The 12 days of Christmas, of course, refers to the time between Christmas and Epiphany. On Monday, January 6th, HoCo will celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany with a special service at 7 p.m. Epiphany is one of the oldest feast days of the Christian Church and celebrates the manifestation of God to the world. Indeed, its name comes from the Greek word for manifestation, or showing. It's also called Three Kings Day. The story is told in chapter 2 of Matthew. Wise men follow a star, pay homage to a child who is also a king and the Messiah, and offer gifts. Matthew's story draws on 2 Old Testament books, Isaiah and Psalms. Both speak of kings coming to offer gifts. Isaiah chapter 60 says, "Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord." Likewise, Psalm 72, verse 11 says, "All kings shall bow down before him, and all nations do him service," and continues, "For he shall deliver the poor who cry out in distress, and the oppressed who have no helper. He shall have pity on the lowly and poor. He shall preserve the lives of the needy." This prefigures Jesus' ministry. Since both Isaiah and the Psalms speak of kings, Matthew's text used to be translated as kings, although Matthew's Greek word is actually magi, from the Persian word for priests. Recent translations say wise men, but since the magi study the stars, they are probably astrologers. When the Magi visit Herod to inquire where the Messiah will be born, Herod's chief priests quote Micah chapter 5, addressing Bethlehem, "You, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the clans of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Herod is terrified by this prophecy. He has no desire to be replaced as king. The Magi, however, are overwhelmed with joy. According to Matthew, the star leads them to a house, not a stable, where they find Mary, Joseph, and the baby. Presumably, many of the taxpayers have returned to their homes throughout Israel, freeing up space for the couple to move into the house. They won't leave until after the visit of the wise men, when an angel warns Joseph in a dream to flee into Egypt with the baby, because Herod seeks to kill him. According to the Book of Common Prayer, the Magi's visit to the infant Jesus is the, quote, "first manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles," unquote. The Magi representing all the Gentiles. The story reveals that the Jewish Messiah has come for the salvation of the whole world, not just Israel. The carol we sing, "We Three Kings of Orient Are," interprets the gift as symbols of 3 aspects of Jesus' life. Gold represents his status as king of the Jews. Frankincense, used in Israelite temple worship, indicates his divinity. And myrrh signifies death and mourning. After the crucifixion, Nicodemus wrapped Jesus' body in linen spiced with myrrh, before placing him in the tomb. Later tellings of the story give the Magi names and identify their homelands: Melchior from Persia, Caspar from India, and Balthazar, who was black, from Arabia. Epiphany originated in the Eastern Orthodox Church. It commemorates not just the arrival of the Magi, but also the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan, and the revelation of his divinity when God says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," in Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. Similarly, in the Episcopal Church, Jesus' baptism is celebrated on the first Sunday after Epiphany. So don't miss your last opportunity to celebrate Christmastide. The season of Epiphany starts Monday. Be sure to celebrate Twelfth Night on Sunday. You could read or watch Shakespeare's play of that name, or just indulge in topsy-turvy misrule when the servants become the masters. At Holy Comforter, we last celebrated Twelfth Night revels in 2020, when parishioners sang and performed. Note that it's considered unlucky to leave Christmas decorations hanging after Twelfth Night, so the Altar Guild and Hilary Raymond will remove them on Tuesday. One custom for Epiphany is to write with chalk on the doorway of a house or building the numbers of the calendar year and the letters C, M, and B for Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar, separated by crosses. So you'd write the number 20, then the sign of the cross, the letter C for Caspar, another cross, and the letter M for Melchior, followed by the number 25. Thus, 2025. This custom represents the hospitality of the Holy Family to the Magi and invites a blessing on your house or church. Cameron, my son, did this here in a ceremony with a few parishioners in 2015. He might just refresh them at the Epiphany service on Monday Eve this year. Other customs for the day of Epiphany include baking a Three Kings cake. Whoever finds the figure of baby Jesus in their slice of cake gets to be king for the day. Another is to make the punch called a wassail of hot mulled cider. You could even revive the tradition of wassailing. People used to go door to door a wassailing, that is, singing Christmas carols. I guess we did that in our Caroling with a Purpose when we visited the Homebound a couple of weeks ago. I particularly like the ancient custom of visiting orchards and singing to the trees to promote a good apple harvest. The carol to sing is, "Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green, oh," with its refrain, "Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year." Thank you so much.